Chapter 11. Shame. 999.M30, the Iron Blood Gugan System. Crippled by extreme age, Dantyok walked slowly towards Perturabo's throne. The Triarchs looked on him with mixture of contempt and pity. To have such a weakling as a member of the Legion was an affront to their sensibilities, but they were cognizant that in this war the same fate could befall them all too easily. Dantyok's footsteps were not quite halting, but were not far from it. He stopped halfway to the throne of the Primarch, and his body shook as he stifled a powerful cough. His sighs, as the spasm passed, could not be held back. Perturabo sat in angry judgment over his warsmith, but seeing him so broken stirred pity in him.
Dantyok, what has happened to you? He said.
Harud,
the warsmith replied. His voice, previously smooth, had a rough edge to it, like a nicked blade. He reached the foot of the throne. With pronounced difficulty, he knelt and bowed his head.
My lord, the Vulpa Straits are lost.
The concern of the Primarch for his son was gone in an instant.
I left you in command of 3 worlds, Dantyok. You dare to come here and tell me that you let all of them slip through your fingers?
Perturabo's shout silenced his bird's gentle cooing.
Many millions of Harud have passed through this system, and you dare to inform me that there will be nothing to stop their escape?
Fingers fumbling with the catches, Dantyok took off his helmet and raised his head. Perturabo paused at the sight of the warsmith's ravaged face. Dantyok's hair had thinned to a few greasy strands, scraped back over a liver-spotted shining scalp. The skin atop his skull was taut, while that on his face hung in sagging pouches from the bones. Yellowed eyes peered from complex folds of skin, the orbits of them purplish. His lips had thinned to pink traces atop a chin riven with deep lines. His skull was visible under his face, as if the skin was a loose cloth cast over a grisly trophy. He was physically lessened by age, though his eyes shone with all the determination he had ever had.
Look upon me, and you might understand why, said Dantyok. The apothecaries believe I have aged somewhere in the region of 3,000 years. Apparently we of the Legiones Astartes are not functionally immortal after all.
Perturabo found it hard to look at his warsmith. He found such decay of the flesh unseemly. Stone and iron decayed, everything decayed, but the rapidity with which the human body ceased good function and began to collapse offended his sense of order. Humanity was, in many ways, despicable.
Others have suffered the same fate, and yet they fulfill the orders given them, said the Primarch. You were told to hold the straits. You did not.
Dantyok got to his feet with a grunt of pain.
I could not. Your orders were impossible to complete, though we tried to do so. And failing you fills me with the greatest of regrets. Were the Harud not to have begun this migration, I would have succeeded easily.
The enemy is less predictable than I would like, said Perturabo.
Dantyok swallowed before he spoke again. His saliva was sticky.
They are predictable. My lord, one of my sergeants, Zolan, insisted that I should consider withdrawal. I refused to listen to him. You had ordered us to hold, so we held. We have lost the majority of my grand battalion as a result of it. The 51st Fleet is shattered.
You lost it because you were weak,
said Perturabo in disgust, his voice as frigid as deep space.
Because I refused to bend, said Dantyok. As much as it angered me to have Zolan speak to me in that manner, I find myself coming to you, our gene father, with similar tidings.
Abandon this campaign, my lord.
Perturabo's face crumpled with fury. He flushed, and his hands clenched the arms of his throne so hard the metal creaked.
Oh, my lord, listen to me,
said Dantioch hurriedly.
I have examined all the histories we have concerning these Xenos since I returned to the 121st Fleet. You have evidently had some success against them, but you have scared the Tempora Ferox into fleeing. They were beginning to move before your deployment of the temporal weapon, but its use has prompted a full-scale migration. What is our plan now? We cannot slay them all. Here is the greatest concentration of Harad in known space. We risk the Legion. The migration endangers the Kadama system, and that will only be the start. The war must stop. This subsector must be declared Perdita, and warding beacons set about it, so that it may be addressed with a larger force at a future date. Perhaps if we withdraw now, the migration will falter, and the damage will be contained.
Perturabo glared fiercely at Dantioch, but the warsmith was undaunted.
My lord,
Dantioch went on,
as an iron warrior, as your son, it shames me to the core of my being to suggest we should pursue this course of action. But should all the Harad migrate out of this subsector, we shall be the instigators of a problem that will persist for hundreds of years, destabilizing a large portion of the Galactic North. We should withdraw, my lord, and reaffirm our orders. Perhaps there has been some kind of mistake.
This last statement was too much for the Lord of Iron.
The Emperor of Mankind makes no mistakes,
shouted Perturabo. He powered to his feet, towering over the ruined warsmith.
His plans are flawless.
How could it be any other way?
Dantioch did not like the bitterness of this statement.
Then perhaps, my lord, it is your mistake in persisting with this campaign in the face of all available information.
For a moment, Dantioch thought that Perturabo would strike him dead there and then. The Primarch's giant frame tensed, his oversized warsuit growling with the anticipation of action. Dantioch stared fearlessly into his lord's eyes.
There is no shame in admitting defeat,
he said softly.
No man can win every battle. Not even a Primarch. Not even you.
As you demonstrate so well, said Perturabo.
He exhaled noisily, his breath hot with unspent rage.
Do not presume to advise me, you, who cannot keep three pathetic worlds.
He took a step back, tension bleeding off him.
I release you from your orders, Warsmith, and give you fresh ones.
Lesser Damantine has been marked for compliance, and thereafter will require a new regent. Go there. Take whatever dregs of your grand company remain to you. Take it and then hold it for me. There are no real threats there, only aggressive native zoo forms.
I trust dealing with them remains within the scope of your abilities.
I have but 240 warriors left to me, and only one remains from my command group on Golkis, my lord.
Dantioch stiffened with the insult done to his men.
He will gladly go where I go, if you command it. I have my ships.
Perturabo looked down at the warsmith grimly.
I once considered you as fit for my trident.
Now I see that I was wrong. You are a disgrace to this Legion, Dantioch. I never wish to look upon your face again.
Dantioch's expression set. He bowed his head, crushed. Trembling with emotion, he spoke.
As you command, my lord, so shall it be done.